Blog Talk Radio.
But I was born again on the 22nd.
I'm going to a city that's set on a hill. Its ruler and maker is the Lord God above. Oh, I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. Oh, I'm going to a city at last.
Hello, everybody. God bless you today. This is Susan Puzio, and I want to welcome you to the Prophetic News radio broadcast on Blog Talk Radio. This is just going to be a short program today, and I will try to do a live program tomorrow, but I just wanted to touch base with all my listeners, and I wanted to thank everyone that's been listening to the program, and I appreciate your emails and your feedback. We're going into our 10th year, which is so hard to believe. I can't believe it myself. In August, we will have been on the air here at Blog Talk Radio for 10 years. So we've covered a lot of subjects, and I always hope that our programs are helpful. And I know all of us are scattered. We're scattered around the world, aren't we? And I like to call it the remnant church. We hear so much about the remnant church. And so what is the remnant church exactly? Well, in my mind, the remnant church are people that won't compromise the gospel in any way, shape, or form. We're people that we honor the Lord Jesus Christ with our lives. We try to do the right thing, being human beings, and we know that all of us are capable of sin, and we're all capable of disappointing the Lord. And we're trying. We're trying. As long as we're in this world, we're going to have tribulation and we're going to have temptations. But the remnant church, for the most part, is a church that we try. We really try to serve the Lord out of a pure heart. And as we see what's going on in the so-called church, because I say so-called because it's not the church. People refer to Christianity in many different ways, and they refer to many different, even cult-like groups, I would say, as being Christian organizations, which they're not, or they refer to Christian television, which it's not for the most part. And I was thinking about it today, especially as I was thinking about Charisma Magazine, and I was thinking about Stephen Strang and people like him who, they won't take a stand for anything. It's all about having a business, having a magazine, and promoting false prophets, promoting false teachers, promoting the miracle sellers most of all. I don't understand it. Why, especially after you have been born again and you know what happened to you when you were born again, we remember that day so well, don't we? How the Lord came into our life and he changed our life. He changed our way of thinking. He gave us joy. He gave us peace. And I'm not going to say that we're all going to have an easy time. We're not all going to have an easy time. There's no promise of that. Sometimes in life, you just don't know what you're going to go through. I know I've had those situations in my own life where I can't even believe some of the things that happen. And it's almost unbelievable and bizarre. But we're living in evil times. And Ephesians 5:16 says that we should redeem the time because the days are evil. And the days are evil. They are evil. We're in the day where They call evil good and good evil. And if you don't go along with the program, of course, we're seeing this even in our government when it comes to the president of the United States, where you have people saying that basically because if he takes a stand for this or he takes a stand for that, that he's mentally unbalanced. But that's going to be the situation for us as Christians, is that we're going to be the ones that are labeled mentally unbalanced for our beliefs. And it's going to get harder and harder for us to stand up for the gospel. But I think that the remnant church, especially the remnant churches, we have to stick together. We have to pray for each other. And it's important that we don't turn on each other, because we're going to need each other in these end times. We're going to have to stick together, because there's more evil people than there are good people. And we're seeing that. We're seeing that there's more people that don't care about abortion. They don't see it as murder. They talk about a woman having a right to her to do what she wants with her own body, but they don't think about maybe the woman that might be in the womb. What about that woman? Doesn't she have a right to what happens to her body besides her mother murdering her? It's just so twisted. And yet, especially when it comes to abortion, it's a real hot subject. And people, they just go, they act so bizarre if you try to explain to them what they're doing and what a baby actually is, especially when the baby's in the mother's womb, where that's the place where the baby should be protected. But especially in the day we live in, there's so many ways of not getting pregnant. Number one, you don't have sex outside of marriage. That's a big one. So then you wouldn't have to worry about getting pregnant. And then if you're married, there's ways that you can prevent an unplanned pregnancy. You don't have to murder your child. It doesn't have to be that extreme. But yet, the days that we're living in, you can see these confrontations that people are having with pro-abortion people. The pro-life people are having these, or are being confronted with the pro-abortion people, and they act like they want to kill the person just for having an opinion. So we really need to be praying for each other, and just don't compromise what you believe for anybody. Just stand. And when you've done all to stand, keep standing, because just like the book, here's Isaiah 1:16, wash you, make you clean, put away the evil of your doings from before mine eyes, and cease to do evil. And we know when we're born again, our eyes are open and we can discern good and evil. And we know when we're doing the wrong thing. And that's why it's hard to understand, isn't it? When we see what's going on today and we see so much evil, especially in the so-called body of Christ. But we have to learn how to recognize false prophets and to recognize false teachers. And no matter what, if it doesn't agree with the word of God, we have to reject it and stay close to the Lord and to his word. I know sometimes I get emails from people, and I know they're going through things that are hard to understand. We don't understand everything. We'll never understand it. We all have questions at one time or another in our Christian walk where we say, why, God, I don't understand this at all. And we probably won't understand it some of the things that people have to go through, Christians that love God, and they suffer different types of afflictions. But one thing that we know for sure, and one thing nobody can ever take away from us, is the day that the Lord Jesus came into our lives when we repented of our sins and we asked him to be our Lord and Savior, and we gave our lives over to him. And nobody can take that day away. We remember what it was like when we had our first love. So I try to go back to that sometimes in my own life when I'm going through things. I try to go back to what it was like the days after I was born again and how my life changed. And nobody could change my life like that. Nobody. Nothing and nobody. And so it doesn't matter how rich you are or poor you are, or whatever your status is in life. Nobody can give you joy unspeakable. Nobody can give you peace, really. They can give you moments of those things, but Jesus is the Prince of Peace. So he gives us those things. And I just pray for all of my listeners today, in the United States and in the other countries, South Africa, United Kingdom, Australia, Canada, France, all my listeners from many, many countries, that I pray that God would give you strength today to go through your trials and your tribulations. And even when people misunderstand you and they say evil, wicked things about you, I pray that God will give you the strength to overcome and to stay strong no matter what you have to go through. So don't forget to pray for me too. And I'll see you again tomorrow. Okay? God bless you.
I'm going to a city that's set on a hill. Its ruler and maker is the Lord God above. Oh, I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. Oh, I'm going to a city, it lies four square. The gates are made of jasper, and I'll see Jesus there. I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. I'm going to a city, it lies four square. The gates are made of jasper, and I'll see Jesus there. I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. And someday I'll be in heaven, there'll be no sorrow there.